Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Right Mentor on Blog Talk Radio. This is Marjorie Bostwick, and I'm so happy to have you all with me today. I must tell you, ladies, today is a good day. I am feeling so in my zone. I am walking in my purpose. I feel like God has me exactly where he wants me. And two, I'm about to speak with a lady on the show today that in the little time that we've worked together, I feel more grounded in where I am going. And I am sure that if you still have questions about your soul's purpose and you want to commit to becoming the person you know that you are destined to be, Sasha Sabeth can and will guide you. Welcome, beloved. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yay. We did it. Let's hear it for modern-day technology.
I tell you, we are on and we are live, and I am so happy to have you on the show with us, Sasha.
Thank you. I feel honored. I feel that what you're up to, Marjorie, is so needed, and you do it so well. And so it's so mutual. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate that. We're all in this together. So, Sasha, your resume is very impressive. You've got over 22 years experience working as a personal, spiritual, and business development consultant. And I will encourage you all to go to Sasha's website at entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Is that correct?
Yes. With a caveat that we're going through some branding changes, so it is still under construction. However, there are many pages that are fit for public consumption.
No problem. There's enough there to definitely know that this is someone that you will want to connect with. Sasha specializes in guiding her clients to focus on their passion and life calling to design a life that they were born to live. You are a healer in many ways. You're intuitive and a true purpose coach. Now, before we get into that, we all know what this show is about. The Right Mentor on Blog Talk Radio is to empower and inspire single moms in their quest to bringing their dream of becoming a business owner to life. So in that, I would like for you, Sasha, to please share with us about your journey that has brought you to live out your life's purpose, helping people in this way.
Is there something specific that you would like me to focus on? Because there's a lot to say about that, and I don't want to ramble.
No, whatever you feel led to share that you know that maybe my audience would really appreciate hearing and that it might be encouraging.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as you and I had discussed, I was born with very complicated and elusive health problems that have endured my entire life. And with that, I've had a series of severe traumatic experiences that between the health and the emotional level, I was not doing well.
Okay.
And when it came time for me to be a working adult, I was not able to fit into the 9-to-5 job because of my health. I wasn't able to keep up that kind of daily productivity with that kind of time frame where I had to show up and get there, et cetera, et cetera. You all know what I'm talking about. And
nice.
So I needed to become self-employed, so that I could sleep when I needed to, so I could deal with my symptoms when I needed to. And so I started my own business to find the things that were going to help me heal myself and that would help me to empower others. Now, the fortunate thing about my particular path was that I knew somewhere in early college what I was born to do.
Ah.
I was gifted in this lifetime to have a sense of my own life purpose, which I now refer today as a soul purpose.
Yes.
And that allowed me to survive as I went through the very difficult times of my life, because I always knew where it was going, why I was having the life experiences that I was having. Most of the time, the why of my life experience was definitely after the fact. When I was in the throes of it, I was struggling and suffering like anybody else. However, I had the gift in this lifetime of being highly intuitive and being able to hear my guidance and to act on my guidance and to keep on. Now, in this process, I was led to the most leading edge spiritual development, personal development, business development, technologies available in our society at the time. And I was trained in hypnotherapy. I became a Reiki master. I became a neurolinguistic programmer. I studied all kinds of coaching modalities and project management modalities. And I became an acupressurist and a masseuse. Everything that I felt at the time would help me connect my spiritual, my professional, and my personal being.
So you, this, all of this was a part of your seeking journey.
Yes.
Oh.
But the seeking was not seeking for spirituality.
Right.
My seeking was to survive and to make sense of my life.
Of course.
And to understand what was going on and why.
Yes, yes, yes. I understand that. I definitely understand that.
Which is very different from people who are seekers because their life is, you know, working fairly so, but they don't have the spiritual depth, let's say, that they want.
Right. And I can understand that. I can relate to that because I remember, as a single mom, I was constantly searching for answers. Who am I really, truly? Who is Marjorie Smith at the time? You know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And, you know, it was during my time of stillness when my daughter, she was able to go and spend time with her father. There was no distraction in my life, meaning that I didn't have a man around or anything else to distract me, that I would take time to just really just be in my moment to know and figure out who I am, just fully in my singleness. And I so love that. So I would encourage all single moms out there to take advantage of your singleness time. To really, you know, try to get to know yourself better. And it's not always, like you say, it might not be on a spiritual quest, because a lot of us may know where we are spiritually, but just knowing exactly what our purpose is, what our soul is really aching for.
Yes, yes, and I agree, and it's wonderful to hear you having gotten the point, if you will, from a spiritual standpoint, of how to best use that pocket of time in your life.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How would someone know when they're living out their purpose? What are the things that they would be experiencing in their life?
Well, from my own life and observing my clients and students for the past 22 years, I feel that there are some signature evidences, shall we say, that show up in the person's life, as well as core attitudes and core capacities. So attitudes, capacities, and actual outer world manifestations. One of them is that when you know why you're doing what you're doing, it is linked to your passion, and it is linked to some powerful drive within you, or linked to this soft but compelling whisper deep inside of you, telling you, I must do this. If I don't do this, why be here? If I don't do this, I will shrivel. If I don't do this, there is no meaning in my life. If there is that drive and or that whisper, then you will be led to things that you want to do. Those are what I call your soul passions. And when a person is pursuing, their soul passions, they can be faced with the most extraordinary challenges. However, they will find the stamina, the resiliency, the creativity to pursue it and to not give up.
That was actually going to be my next question to you, was when someone starts moving into their purpose, do things get easier for them, or will they find that it becomes a little bit more difficult and there's some resistance there? And you basically answer that. Sometimes you have that resistance.
Well, yes, and it's tricky, and that's where people developing their intuition, which, of course, as you know, I also teach people to do, is so critical.
Right.
Because how can you possibly know when you are supposed to cease and desist because it's for your highest good versus putting your foot on the gas pedal, strapping yourself into the seatbelt of life, so to speak, and continue on the same highway towards the fulfillment of one of your passions? How does one know? Mm-hmm. One can only know through their spiritual connection to whoever and whatever their spiritual laws are.
Mm-hmm.
And to their intuition, so that they know, no, this is not for me. Yes, I got to do this.
Right. It's an almost a natural instinct sort of thing.
Well, it can be classified as an instinct. However, when you analyze what that instinct is, you will see that the instinct is really driven and mobilized and facilitated by this soul calling.
Right. And a lot of times when I speak, you know, to single moms and we talk about, you know, if it's that one thing that you could do that, you know, wouldn't, there's no money involved, just something that you would be happy doing, you know, they're quick to say what they would do, but then they always go back to the sacrifice of it. You know, the sacrifices that they're going to have to make. And there's always going to be a sacrifice with that. Would you agree, Sasha?
Well, I have so much to say about that. What do you hear and what do you know these people say are possible sacrifices that deter them? And then I'll answer your question.
Definitely. The first thing would always come up is the children.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
In my teaching, the way I approach all of my clients and all of my writings and so on is you start first with the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mindset, by my standards, consists of attitudes, beliefs,
right,
and desires. And under that, there are the subcategories of your programming and your expectations, your choices, and your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put that as kind of our principal foundation that will explain where I'm going next.
Right.
When a person has a mindset that they must do something to feed their soul, that is not a selfish act. That is not a person being narcissistic, self-centered, they don't care about the people around them. No. When it's really coming from the hunger of their soul, they must do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest gift, I feel, that a person can give themselves and the world that they touch is the gift of their soul expression and their soul calling.
Yes.
Now, if a person feels that to pursue their dream, they will sacrifice the family, They will be using too much money. They will be selfish in a negative way. Then they need to look to see, is this that they want really coming from their soul, or is it coming from, oh, yeah, that would be a nice thing to do because I'll make a lot of money, or that's a nice thing to do because I'll be very famous.
Right.
Being famous and making a lot of money is fine with me. As a matter of fact, that's a lot of what people hire me for, in the entrepreneurial end of my work.
Mm-hmm.
However, but if it's not connected, those desires are not connected to their soul purpose, to their core values, to their soul passions, then they may be doing a disservice to those around them, because it's not coming from a high enough, what I call frequency, energy, vibration.
Yes. Yes.
Now, when, however, the person is truly in tune with their soul purpose and why they are here, then the person has to install into their mindset trust. They have to really develop their intuitive skills. And they need to believe, that they will be shown how to proceed for the highest good of all those involved.
Yeah.
Now, that point about the highest good of all those involved, now that's a tricky one, because let's say you're married to somebody, or let's say there's a family member, or let's say there's a working employer who doesn't want you to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get upset if you do what you want to do, or they will feel that you are damaging your relationship if you pursue what you want to do. Is that person really acting for the highest good of the entirety, you being included?
Right.
Is that person coming from their own damage, their own programming, their own small fears? If that person is not in tune themselves with the highest good of what's going on, then your opportunity and your thoughts and what you want to do in the world will not be received.
That's right.
For the highest good. They will be selfishly taking care of their own world.
Yeah.
And nobody's wrong here. I'm not talking about judgments. We all have our stuff. We all have our wounds to heal. We all have our lessons to learn, so let that be a given here. What I am saying is that that person who wants to pursue their dream and they feel in their heart of hearts this is what they are meant to do, they have to prepare themselves with the right mindset to know how to filter out, well, should I abandon my dream so that this person is happy, or that the household appears to be more stable?
Right.
Or if I abandon my dreams, is my suffering and my feeling not good enough and my feeling that my dreams are not important enough, is that going to create so much more damage, even if it's an invisible damage? Will that create more damage by me not pursuing what I was born to do versus whatever discomfort might come up that really could be resolved with collaborative thinking with the people involved, you know, wanting to have it all, a mindset of we can do this.
Yes, yes.
And that's my answer to when people feel that they are being presented with a sacrifice that is too great. I feel that if they know that they must do this because their soul is the greatest gift they could bring their world, I think that will shift how that person sees their possible options.
Yes, yes. You know, I always ask to the single mothers, what do you want for your child? Think
exactly.
About what do you want for your children? You want them to have the best. You want a good life for them. And I think there is nothing better than starting right where you're at in your home to be a role model and an example of living your life to the fullest, going after your dreams, letting your children see, you know, mommy moving forward and trying to make things better for us in a different type of way, not just the way of, oh, I got the bills paid, I got, you know, food in the fridge, you know, we're good, but they still can sense that mommy is struggling and mommy is not totally fulfilled. The children will sense that. But when you are moving, I believe, and working out and trying to fulfill those things within you, and your children are seeing this, they take that with them in life. So, you know, I say, don't think about the sacrifice in that. Think about what you're giving your children by moving forward in that. Now, as a healer, how important is it for us? Okay, well, let me just ask it this way. How are some ways that people can self-heal? And I know healing from, you know, bad relationships and abuse. I mean, it is just amazing that some of the pain and burden that we are walking around with.
Oh, yeah. Right
now. And especially single moms, they are, some of them are scarred. They are scarred from a bad divorce, you know, just a horrible marriage. Some are widows and they've lost, you know, their spouse and they just, you know, they feel alone now. They're carrying around so much. So how are some ways that people can heal themselves? And specifically to the single moms, because I know that you have worked with a few single moms. So what are some of the things that you would be able to share with them as far as that is concerned?
Great question. I want you to know that I'm not a mother and of human children, that is. I'm a mommy of furry children. And I have an inordinate respect and admiration for single parents, single moms. And in terms of the kind of healing, what I do with my clients, and as you know, I do everything over the phone, and it is absolutely as effective as in person. And the modalities that I use are, of course, my intuitive abilities. However, I've also been trained in energy transmission protocols, technologies. One of them is Reiki, and another one is not as well known. It's called SomaPi. And a way that a person could work on healing themselves is either to get initiated into Reiki themselves. They can't get initiated into SomaPi. And they can work on themselves that way, or, of course, they could work with me. And why I'm talking about energy transmission is because spiritual energies do not interfere with anybody's religious beliefs. They augment them. Spiritual energies have an intelligence unto themselves, where they go where it is needed in the emotional nature, the physical nature, the mental nature, and the spiritual nature of a person. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is that as a person is experiencing this energy that they're either sending and working on themselves with or receiving from a practitioner, this energy will go to start unraveling the congested energy buildup that occurs from trauma. And trauma,
energy buildup. That's interesting.
Right. Well, I have clairvoyant abilities, and when you look at a person's energy field, you actually see these tight pockets of energy that are dark.
Right.
When a person has trauma that they're dealing with, and those people who are aware of the chakra system. These traumas are also registered in the chakras in various ways. And when a energy transmission of this high spiritual frequency enters into the person's energy field, then the body begins to raise its frequency to meet this new spiritual raised vibration.
Right.
Well, in that raising up, the other darker and less light-filled, if you will, energies begin to soften and gradually dissolve depending upon the person's ability to absorb the energy and to integrate it. Mm-hmm. And then the other way that I would suggest that people work on themselves is just read, you know, find your self-development books. Do what you can to learn about programming your subconscious mind. As a hypnotherapist, I teach people almost from the very beginning of our working together I teach them self-hypnosis techniques, and I teach them how to start building a counter program mm-hmm. that moves them towards what they want, especially with, business owners, small business owners, towards what they want. And that begins to drain away the energy of what they do not want, the behaviors that they don't want, the health issues that they don't want, the relationships that they don't want.
Now, I'm glad you went into that, that segue into relationships, because I wanted to bring up before we closed out, we have about 4 minutes, and it's one more thing that I wanted to cover, of course, with your special offer today for my listeners. But you mentioned to me when we talked that you made a decision to work
stop
through
dating, to stop dating.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. And no, and I want you to just express quickly why you did that, so that the single moms out there can understand, too, that if they're working through some things, that, you know what, again, take advantage of the singleness to heal.
Right. Well, actually, that does segue into my special offer, and that is that I realized that I had a program from my upbringing that affected how I attracted men in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not the kind of relationships, that I attracted were not healthy for me.
Right.
And I knew, because I was trained in hypnotherapy and trained in neurolinguistic programming, I knew that it went back to my home environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing for me to do would be to take myself off the game board of dating and looking for a significant romantic relationship and just heal myself.
Yeah.
Deal with my health issues, get my health up to speed.
Yeah.
Work on building my business and bringing that to a greater level of flow and integrity.
Okay.
And then I would have the emotional and mental space and the physical energy
mm-hmm.
to then go and work on myself to heal this other program, so that I could have healthy, beautiful, wonderful relationships and eventually find the right partner, lifelong partner for me.
Yeah.
And how that fits into my offer is because this takes time.
Okay.
And it also takes daily recognition of what's happening in your life
mm-hmm.
that will give you the command on a day-to-day basis to make the best decisions for yourself.
Okay.
So is this a good time for me to do the
offer?
Perfect.
We've got 2 minutes, maybe 1.5. Go ahead and tell them what you got.
Okay. Well, I have a 2-month package which consists of a laser daily one-on-one phone time with me that is a Monday through Friday of each month for 21 days in that month. And the package normally would cost $1,150 for 2 months of one-on-one laser time with me in the mornings. I meet with people in the morning before 10:30 or before 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I start at 5 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and the idea is for people to have their time with me so that they can start their day poised, present, and productive.
Okay.
The cost of that is normally $1,150, and for your listeners, I'm doing a $300 discount, so it would be only $850, and for those people who register before 12 noon Pacific Standard Time today,
mm-hmm.
or 3 o'clock Eastern Time,
right.
they will get a half-hour additional concentrated session with me, which is a value of $200.
Now, let me tell you, people, this is worth it. I've worked with Sasha a little bit of time, and I will continue to work with her as much as I can. If you can take advantage of this, do it today. I implore you to do that. Sasha, I want to thank you so much for being a part of my show. I want to have you back. I hope you will come back.
Thank you. And how would you I should probably tell them how to contact me for this.
That would be great. Go ahead and shoot
the
that
offer. People should write to me at soulcoach at sbcglobal.net. So that's S as in Sam, O-U-L, C as in Cat, O-A, C as in Cat, H as in Harry, at S as in Sam, B as in Baby, C as in Cat, global.net, N as in Nancy, E-T as in Tom, and let me know that you are on this show, as well as calling me, and that number is 415-328-2631, and all you need to do in your email is say laser package and Marjorie's name.
Wonderful.
And we will get in touch with you and help you to register before 3 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and you would be able to start right away.
Yes, and you can also get us both on Twitter. Sasha Sabath is on Twitter at Sasha Sabath and at Miss Bostwick. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Sasha, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, and thank you, Marjorie. Bye-bye.